This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day just a couple of days after May 1st, which is not just May Day, not just a labor holiday. It's also National College Decision Day, the deadline for high school seniors to pick their college. Particularly given the fact that many seniors who are admitted to more than one college. So how should you pick them, and how does this relate to one of the biggest crises, one of the most explosive issues on the national docket? Well, that issue is student debt, where President Biden has been talking about excusing, just letting go, about $1.7 trillion of what is owed to the federal government for student loans. Some people say it's less. Some people say it's even more. It's a lot of money. Peter Coy, veteran economics writer for the New York Times, and who for many years spent 32 years at Bloomberg and Business Week, is now writes, "To tackle student debt, fix ineffective colleges." Peter, always glad to speak with you about this. Just an hour ago, Bloomberg, where you used to work, reported that Biden's team is looking at a $125,000 income cutoff for student loan relief, and officials say the plan would relieve at least $10,000 of debt. And Warren and progressives want Biden to forgive at least $50,000 of debt. So we're right in the middle of this debate. How do you fix ineffective colleges is the question, Peter.
Right. And I think that has to be the starting point. Because if all we do is forgive a lot of debt, then we will not have dealt with the underlying problem. What will happen is people will go back to borrowing again. That money will go straight into the bank accounts of these ineffective colleges, and will, in a few years, be right back where we are now, people clamoring that they can't afford to pay that money back. So I'm looking at, well, why can't you pay the money back? Maybe because you didn't get an education that gave you the tools you need to earn enough to pay those loans. So that's the problem, underlying problem.
You mentioned an institution, an august institution of higher learning, known as the Maranello Schools of Beauty, which over the course of 7 years had like 28,000 people who borrowed to attend the Maranello Schools of Beauty. How'd that work out?
Did not work out so well for them, and the schools closed in 2016. And so the Department of Education reached an agreement that they announced last week that they're going to discharge $238 million in debt that people incurred to go to that school.
Wait. $238 million to go to Maranello Schools of Beauty?
Yeah, that's a lot of beauty.
And what this obviously means is that there's certain kinds of loans that you give to students that are very usually repaid. Like if people take out big loans and they need to go to medical school, that usually pays back, assuming you complete medical school, right?
Yeah, so that's the key point. It's not just the size of the debt. It's the size of the debt in comparison to what you got for it. It's like if you take out a loan to buy a factory, and the factory produces a lot of good products and sells a lot of money, well, you pay that off that loan. Essentially, an education could be thought of like a factory of the mind. It increases your value your human capital and allows you to do more good things. I don't want to be totally, like, completely mechanistic about this. And there's other values of education. I mean, it broadens your mind. It makes you a better citizen. It makes you a greater enjoyer of nature and the arts. That's also important, and not to be neglected. And I don't want to convey that impression. But essentially, if you come away from school with nothing to show for it, then that should be at least partly your problem, but it's also the fault of the school. So we need to apportion the blame where it belongs.
Well, it's also the fault of the major, isn't it? I mean, I understand, yes, that right now women's studies, ethnic studies majors, gender studies majors, that isn't actually a golden ticket to prosperity exactly, right?
That is true. One of the articles I read said, you know, people tend to pick on things like women's studies. In fact, a teeny tiny fraction of people actually major in those. The bigger problem areas in terms of actual dollars are, you know, straightforward things like business. You go to a school that's supposed to teach you business, but you don't actually learn something. I got a bunch of letters in response to my newsletter about this. And one was from a guy who said that he needed to hire somebody for, I forget, some medical field, you know, fairly introductory, like a phlebotomist or something. And none of the people in the school, and they were just about to graduate, had gotten any hands-on experience whatsoever with doing the job that they were preparing themselves for. It was just a total joke, and yet they were paying tuition for this, and they're presumably getting loans to do it.
And I guess part of what this also means is that if you allow the economy to function, the kind of educational preparation that you would get that would pay off is more likely something that would also benefit the country. Right, like America,
exactly,
needs engineers. We need lots of engineers. An engineering degree is a kind of a solid credential, no?
No, Michael, that's a great point. It's like the invisible hand argument. There's a market demand for certain things. That's what colleges should be pumping out, and the students should be responding to the incentives to do that by majoring in those fields.
Yeah, now, look, I say this as somebody, I have a graduate degree, this is a little known fact, in creative writing.
Uh-huh.
From a very credible university. But, look, this is one of those things where no one is ever guaranteed to make a living at creative writing.
Right.
And the one thing about getting a degree is, I guess, you're qualified to teach the subject, which produces yet more people who are uncertain of actually making a living.
Exactly.
Given how much this costs right now, is there really a majority in Congress that would be willing? I know that Elizabeth Warren is pushing President Biden with a stroke of a pen just to say, okay, this loan is forgiven. That would be very controversial, would it not?
Yeah, I don't know where Congress is going to come out on this. I didn't really look into that part. I was focusing on the economic side of things. But I think that the most likely outcome would be some level of debt forgiveness. And some is appropriate. I mean, if people simply can't pay the money back, well, they made a mistake, but it shouldn't be all on them. And the federal government should absorb some of the pain for making the bad loans in the first place. But again, I come back to the idea that if all they do is stop with the forgiveness, they've missed the golden opportunity to put this problem on the right track. And also, as you said, help the economy itself by directing more people to needed careers.
Absolutely. Your piece is fantastic. It's extraordinarily well written and should open a lot of minds. To tackle student debt, fix ineffective colleges. Peter Coy, always a pleasure speaking with you. We will be right back. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, one of the reactions among the many, many, many angry reactions, furious reactions to the apparently end of the Roe v. Wade decision of 1973 as the law of the land. It's happened literally hundreds of times that important Supreme Court precedents have been overturned. People have come to see exactly that there was a wrong decision that was made before, or that circumstances have changed, but usually it's just a decision wrongly decided, which I think is the case with Roe. The most famous example was an 1896 case that we've talked about on this show. It was a case where they had rules in Louisiana about black and white people having to ride in separate rail cars. They did not want to allow black people to ride in the same rail cars with white people. And it's outrageous that this would be a law where they could arrest somebody, and they did arrest somebody whose name was Homer, I believe it was, Plessy, who was a black guy who went in the wrong rail car. And they were going to fine him, and I think they were going to fine him, it was like $25. It was not an insubstantial sum at the time. In any event, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decided that what the 14th Amendment meant when it said guaranteed equal protection of laws to people of color and to everyone in the country, regardless of color, that it didn't mean that you had to sit in the same rail car, because their doctrine that they held up in Plessy versus Ferguson was a separate but equal is still equal. And they tried to decide together with the railroad company that, you know, the rail cars for black people were just as good as the rail cars for white people, so they had the right to go ahead and enforce the separation of the races on rail transport. Okay, this basic decision also protected segregated schools, it protected segregated U.S. Army, it protected everything in terms of segregation. And that was overturned. In 1954, it was overturned. It was about the same period of time between the decision of Roe v. Wade and now as was between the decision in Plessy and Brown, Brown versus School Board of Topeka. That decision said no, and it was unanimous. The court was wrong. Justice John Marshall Harlan, who dissented in the Plessy case, was right that separate but equal is not equal. So they overturned it. And basically what they are saying now is not that abortion is wrong or abortion is murder or abortion should be illegal. What they are affirming now is the obvious truth, and you cannot look at the Constitution and not come to this conclusion. The Constitution is silent on abortion. It's not against it. It's not for it. It doesn't guarantee it as a right. That is the basic argument here. And one of the things that people are saying against the justices, like Justice Alito, who apparently wrote this decision, which is clear and forceful. It's 98 pages. But it's a very clear, forceful document, just as the thinking and the writing of Justice Sam Alito always has been. He was appointed by President George W. Bush, of course. In any event, the basic argument here is that people who were recently confirmed, people like Neil Gorsuch, people like Brett Kavanaugh, people like Amy Coney Barrett, the three Trump appointees, all of them outstanding, by the way, that they lied when they were before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And, for instance, they have this headline putting up this clip. Listen to how Amy Coney Barrett sidesteps questions on abortion ruling. And this is exactly what people have done, all the way going back to Justice Ginsburg, the sainted Justice Ginsburg, who wouldn't answer questions about pending cases. You're not supposed to, because it's not supposed to be a political decision. What the Senate is doing when they're trying to vote to confirm you is this person qualified? Is this a suitable, responsible, well-prepared choice to sit on the nation's highest court? And by the way, anyone who looks at Amy Coney Barrett's record, she graduated first in her class at Notre Dame Law School, okay? She's a brilliant and accomplished lady. And here she's asked by another lady who's been much in the news, not to her favor recently, Dianne Feinstein, senator from California. She asks her October 13th, 2020, about Roe v. Wade. And listen to the exchange.
I do want to be forthright and answer every question so far as I can. I think on that question, I'm going to invoke Justice Kagan's description, which I think is perfectly put. When she was in her confirmation hearing, she said that she was not going to grade precedent or give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And I think in an area where precedent continues to be pressed and litigated, as is true of Casey, it would be particularly, it would actually be wrong and a violation of the canons for me to do that as a sitting judge. So if I express a view on a precedent one way or another, whether I say I love it or I hate it, it signals to litigants that I might tilt one way or another in a pending case.
So, okay, there it is. Is there a lie there that you heard? What she did is what everyone has done when asked about this question of nominees on the left, nominees on the right, which is perfectly legitimate. Because you're not voting for the outcome of a given case, you're voting for the certification of an individual as qualified for the court. Chuck Schumer was very passionate on the Senate floor today. He said this. Listen, clip 15.
Make no mistake, the blame for this decision falls squarely on Republican senators and the Senate Republicans as a whole, who spent years pushing extremist judges, spent years confirming three far-right justices to the Supreme Court, but who claimed somehow, this day would never come. But this day has come, and we will fight it all the way.
Okay, fighting it all the way means, obviously, an attempt at federal legislation, which itself might be dubious constitutionally. The point is that what the Constitution envisioned, it seems to me, and I think this is very obviously the case, is not that you would have the federal government making abortion law. That is up to the states, and the states are going to answer differently. It makes all the sense in the world that California would have a different pending abortion law than Alabama, or than Texas for that matter. No? Of course that's the case. We will be right back with more and what comes next on the MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts says in a statement that he's directing the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the leak of a draft opinion that shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is approving of that probe.
I want to applaud the Chief Justice for indicating the court is going to investigate. I want to underscore the separation of powers. This is the Supreme Court's job to investigate the leak.
polls open in Indiana and Ohio on Tuesday. Voters in Ohio getting to choose their party's nomination for senator, governor, and lieutenant governor. In Indiana, Democrats and Republicans are vying for a congressional seat. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number if you want to engage in this conversation. We got an email from Yuba City that takes a very unusual approach to the whole issue of abortion and the regulation of abortion. It's from William in Yuba City, and he says, Michael, an opinion on the abortion issue. I think that abortion should be decided by women only. Here's why. Men are the cause of the problem in all ways. How can they solve it other than keeping their pants zipped up? And this isn't going to happen.
I plead guilty to that.
Men just do not have the standing to solve said problem, so stay out of it. What do you think? Well, stay out of it is very good advice if you want to avoid having children. The difficulty here, and it goes to the point of this being a woman's issue. By the way, one of the points that they make very clearly in the detailed summary of this brand new, couldn't be better timed, post ABC News poll, Washington Post ABC News poll. Women are more pro-life than men are. They are. And men, you're right, do have a real responsibility here, but to say that the man should stay out of it, what if there's a situation where you have a married couple and there is a baby that is conceived and the woman wants to terminate the abortion, but the man doesn't? Does the man stay out of it? Is that baby simply part of the woman's body? That was always the most ridiculous position, it seemed to me, of the extreme pro-choicers. Because the extreme pro-choicers would say, it's a woman's body. this is a decision like cutting your toenails. I mean, that shouldn't be left up to a court. That shouldn't be left up to anyone except the woman, because it's her body, her body, her body. At some point or another, this thing with a beating heart, this thing with a human future, this thing that has every cell in the body stamped with human identity, this is somebody else's body. It's not exactly the same as a woman. It's not like a toenail or a toe or any other part of a female anatomy, because it's somebody else's anatomy. And yes, you may say, well, the guy doesn't carry the baby, so she shouldn't have as much say as the woman. And I think that's arguable. But to say that you're going to leave a man out of it entirely is impossible and irresponsible. Sorry, William, to disagree with you, but there it is. Right now, the same question that Senator Feinstein asked to Amy Coney Barrett, and that you heard her answering, was asked and answered not so differently by Senator Feinstein back in March of this year, when the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was being listened to, March 22nd. They were reviewing her nomination, and the term stare decisis, which many people have come to understand, what that means, stare decisis means the law is the law. It's already been decided. And the fact that the principle before the Supreme Court is you don't overturn laws capriciously. Once something is settled, if it is settled law and accepted everywhere, and it goes unchallenged, then it has the force of law and the force of tradition behind it. That was the case for the law that said that separate but equal is still equal. That was declared in 1896, then overturned in 1954. And right now, the idea that the Constitution actually somewhere in that Constitution lies buried protection for abortion, that has been the law of the land since 1973. It apparently will not be the law of the land in the future. Doesn't mean that every state is going to put new restrictions on abortion. I am virtually certain that California won't, New York won't, Massachusetts won't. And there are 23 states that had already legalized abortion before Roe v. Wade was adjudicated. So Washington State was actually the first state in the country to do it. But New York and California had already legalized abortion. In any event, here was Senator Feinstein asking a question to Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is soon going to be, after this term is over, taking her place on the court to succeed Justice Breyer, who's serving out his term, and who, by the way, voted no on the decision, the draft decision rendered by Judge Alito. Here's Senator Feinstein questioning Judge Jackson. Listen.
Justice Kavanaugh, that Roe v. Wade, agree with Justice Kavanaugh that Roe v. Wade is settled as a precedent, and will you, like Justice Barrett, commit to obey all the rules of stare decisis in cases related to the issue of abortion? End quote.
Thank you, Senator. I do agree with both Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Barrett on this issue. Roe and Casey are the settled law of the Supreme Court concerning the right to terminate a woman's pregnancy. They have established a framework that the court has reaffirmed, and in order to revisit, as Justice Barrett said, the Supreme Court looks at various factors, because stare decisis is a very important principle. It provides and establishes predictability, stability, It also serves as a restraint in this way on the exercise of judicial authority, because the court looks at whether or not precedents are relied upon, whether they're workable, in addition to whether or not they're wrong, and other factors as well. So I agree with both of the statements that you read.
Okay, but you'll notice she acknowledges here that one of the things that you do in a court is you take a look and see if the precedent that has been set is wrong. If it is wrong. And Samuel Alito writes in his judgment, which is going to be the judgment of the court, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. And the reason he says that is not because he is a determined, deep-dyed, fanatical opponent of abortion. It's because he's a deep-dyed, fanatical fan of the Constitution of the United States. Because if you don't rely on the Constitution, what you're relying on instead is the personal opinion of five individuals. And by the way, usually elderly individuals. The opening statement of John G. Roberts when he was being confirmed as Chief Justice of the United States, he said, "Judges and justices are servants of the law, not the other way around. Judges are like umpires. Umpires don't make rules. They apply them. The role of an umpire and a judge is critical. They make sure everybody plays by the rules, but it is a limited role. Nobody ever went to a ball game to see the umpire." We'll be right back.
Strike three, you're out!
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, there's an interesting religious breakdown when it comes to polling regarding the abortion issue. This, again, from a brand new poll that was completed on Sunday, actually. And the poll from ABC News and Washington Post says that among evangelical Protestants, 68% believe that abortion should be illegal in all or most cases. The post-ABC poll, however, found a majority of non-evangelical Protestants who want the court to uphold Roe, as do 55% of Catholics and 64% of those who identify with no religion. What's amazing here is that a partisan breakdown, 75% of Democrats and 53% of independents want to uphold Roe v. Wade, while 36% of Republicans say the same, which is surprisingly high, which indicates that the Republican Party is really the most divided of the subgroups here in terms of this particular issue. Let us go to Ethan in Mill Creek, Washington. Ethan, you're on the Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. I was interested in your comments where you propose that men should be involved, or to the extent that men should be involved in the decision about Roe v. Wade and the abortion issue. I would counter that men would be, it would be allowed for men to be involved with the abortion issue to the extent that they are involved with the act of conception. So if we're talking about 15 minutes out of 9 months, then that is probably the extent that it would, that I would take someone seriously when there's a man talking about, the abortion issue. Unless, there are laws that guarantee that men who are involved in the act of conception are going to take care of the well-being and the quality of life of that child. There are social norms in that we uphold.
There are also laws. There are also laws. You can sue for parental support if a father of a child doesn't want to take responsibility. There, in virtually every state, there are legal obligations that are imposed on the man. You're responsible for a baby you conceive.
Right, and I agree with you. There are laws, and that's what I'm talking about. That can we take this seriously? I think that this may be just kind of political brinksmanship between the Democrats and the Republicans, not necessarily interested in the life or the well-being and the quality of life of the child, but just the well-being and the quality of life of the parties and who they can attract and who they can use for fundraising.
You're entirely correct. I mean, I think that one of the things that comes out about this is how grateful the Democrats are to have an issue that they hope will change the subject from the economy, from security and the threat of nuclear war, from Ukraine, from the problems at the border, which are very intense, and basically to move this all back to a single issue of abortion where the country is genuinely divided. Appreciate your call, Ethan. Thanks for it. There was this that happened last night. This is clip six. Outside the Supreme Court, there were activists who showed up as soon as this story broke about the as yet unofficial opinion, but the clearly opinion indicating that Roe would be overturned. There were activists who surrounded the Supreme Court building, and they sounded like this. This is clip six.
My body! My choice!
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
My choice!
Okay, who are these folks? Yeah, there were a lot of men there, apparently. Men, women, all sorts of people. But it's the middle of the night. Yeah, it's in Washington, D.C. And nobody inside the Supreme Court building listening to you. I mean, maybe some security guards. I hope some security guards. They should have guarded the privacy of the opinion better. But these folks, my body, my choice. For men to be chanting that, by the way, I'm not sure that really applies. There was more. Chance also broke out with this message. Listen, clip seven.
At the court, 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 at the court.
Okay, pack the court. That's going to be a really beneficial slogan for the Democrats going into the elections. By the way, packing the court is a complicated process because first you have to get a change in the law passed by both houses of Congress and then signed by the president. And then the president has to then appoint justices who have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. And yes, they can hurry up the process when they want to. President Biden certainly wanted to hurry up the process with Ketanji Brown Jackson. President Trump hurried up the process with Amy Coney Barrett. But the idea that packing the court, changing the constitutional structure, basically, by adding justices to the court who would then go back and overturn this decision, which in turn overturned Roe v. Wade, this is a very, very depressing prospect for the institutional stability of our constitutional arrangements. So is the misunderstandings and misleading statements made by some in the media. Barb McQuaid, who claims to be a legal analyst, interpreted the potential end of Roe v. Wade on NBC. Listen, clip eight.
My reaction is shock. I think we knew that this was coming based on the tone of the arguments in December, but I actually thought that Chief Justice Roberts might be able to put together a coalition that would at least stop the bleeding here at 15 weeks, which is what the Dobbs case was advocating for. Instead, they've gone full bore in completely removing the right to an abortion. No rape provision, no incest exception, no ifs, ands, or buts. There is no right to abortion in America.
Okay, again, what that means is you are not forced to have that right. But it is up to the states, and virtually all of the states do have exceptions for rape and incest. Some don't. But they can go ahead and put those in. The whole idea of what she is saying is that the right to abortion is gone leads to people coming out in the middle of the night and chanting, "My body, my choice," and "Pack the court, pack the court, pack the court." It is hysterical. It is misleading. And it is something that actually attempts to create hysteria for political purposes. There's a piece that's very interesting in the L.A. Times, and it's actually about how this kind of politics, alarmist, makes people sick, particularly young people. And what the piece tries to suggest is this is a deliberate strategy on the part of Republicans to depress turnout among the young people who basically have been overwhelmingly supporting Democrats, including Joe Biden, who isn't exactly a young person himself at age 79. But the idea about how sick are young people and what is it about politics that makes them sick, actually mentally ill and disturbed, this goes together with a huge report in the New York Times about young people and their being at the very edge of, well, collapse, really, with mental illness. We will get to all that. We will also be talking with John Yoo, Professor John Yoo of University of California Law School, leading conservative legal scholar, about the leak and what this says about our court, about our government, and about our country and our attempts to remain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.